Candidates answered questions on issues ranging from the borough's budget to recycling and reality TV. One question was on what the Assembly could do to support economic development. Mark Martinson suggested getting the word out about the water, land, and electricity available here.
Reduce taxes, give some breaks to new businesses that move into town, power, land. I know we've messed that up before. Get the word out, hey, come to Petersburg. We've got all the land we need. We got cheap power, lots of water, manufacturing of some kind. I mean, there's could be, sky's the limit. We just have to open up the Muskeg and put a road in.
Taylor Norheim said he'd agree with tax breaks for some new businesses.
But I also don't want to see the town get any bigger. You know, it's like, what kind of economic development? Oh, you know, Amazon headquarters. No. I don't want that. If I wanted to live in a bigger town, I'd move to a bigger town. I like the size it is now. So if we're talking about maybe small business here and there, cool, yeah, give some tax breaks. Maybe try and get some more boats in the harbor. Something like that.
Nancy Strand suggested ideas come from the Petersburg Economic Development Council.
The PEDC is working on economic ideas about economic development, which people can come and testify at or discuss ideas. We need ideas, so.
Bill Tremblay said the community needed to advocate for better ferry service.
I mean, especially with families even coming up, they used to be able to book in January to come up in the summertime. Now the legislature won't even release their budgets until close to summertime. In fact, usually in May and June, the ferry system is scrambling to rearrange people trying to come up here and put them on different ferries because they can't commit to what's going on with the transportation system. I think that's a huge thing for us.
Tremblay also thought affordable housing would help working families live in the community. Bob Lynn had multiple ideas, including seeking a reduction in shipping costs.
What can we do to reduce those? I think that has to be an emphasis to see what we can do, because you can't attract new businesses if they can't get their raw materials in and their product back out. One. Two, we talked about internet. Well, the internet, I'll have to tell you, is not up to down south standards. And so I think there has to be some changes in that. Along with that, I think we need to do some work on our own infrastructure. I don't think our infrastructure really supports what we need to do, what we need or what some of the businesses really need.
He also wanted to see short-term loans for new business startups. Candidates were also asked if they thought there was room for an expanded visitor industry in Petersburg in light of a larger small cruise company looking for new port calls. Here are their answers, with Strand going first, then Norheim, Lynn, Martinson, and Tremblay.
I believe so. I believe that as far as revenues go, we need to start expanding. And it's my understanding that this 900 visitors wouldn't all be descending on the town at the same time, that maybe a portion of them would be lightered in. But I like the idea of using the drive-down dock to unload those lighter vessels. But I do think we should encourage it and make whatever concessions it takes.
I understand tourism's probably... I don't want it to be the future for this town. I see what it's like in Sitka and Juneau when I'm there in the summertime, and it's a madhouse, and I have no interest in that being here at all. The small ships we have right now, I like that. It's fine. You know, you got a couple people walking around you don't recognize, but, you know, where do you draw that line? You're going to have this cruise ship come in, and then another one's going to come in, and, oh, get some more tourism money, and then you're wholly dependent on them, and every store downtown is owned by the cruise ship company selling the same diamonds that they have in every other place. I don't want that, so I'm against it.
I think it's a good idea. We talked earlier about economic development in this town, and we have a situation where our fishing industry has been talked about, you know, is no longer as what it used to be. So we have to look at other opportunities. I'm not totally, want to go to tourism, but I think it's an opportunity that we'd have with one of that size for maybe some small startup businesses to help to do things here. So I guess I'm in favor to give it a try and see how it works. If it brings some revenues to this city and to our businesses, I think it's worth trying.
Many moons ago, we had a referendum vote on how many, the size of the boats that would come in. And it was a lot smaller than some of the ones you see now. And it passed 2-1. And it wasn't a year after that referendum, Tamiko was down there putting in a dolphin for bigger ships. My blood pressure goes up about 30 points when I see a cruise ship at that drive down. It shouldn't happen. Not in the summer. Let them have their traditional spots. The city dock, come into the below the ramp, north-south harbor, but keep them away from the drive down.
I would be in favor of seeing the additional ship come in because it does provide other potential revenues to our current businesses. I like the fact that it doesn't sound like the size of the boat would mean that there'd be these predatory size shops that come in like they do in Sitka and Juneau and Ketchikan. I think they'd be able to maintain our current use of our own specific shops here. As far as the use of the drive-down dock, I understand that some of the money that was used is to basically accommodate some of them down there at the drive-down dock anyway, so it's a commercial use.
Candidates were in agreement on many issues but differed in other areas. They came down on both sides of this past year's reorganization of borough departments. However, all five agreed that now that the decision's been made, the borough should continue on in that direction and not revisit it. There was mostly opposition and not much support among the five for a local ban on plastic bags. And there were different opinions on whether the borough should continue with a recycling program or let a private contractor take it back over. A sixth candidate, Don Spiegelmeyer, has said he is no longer interested in an assembly seat this year. That decision came past the deadline to withdraw, so his name will still appear on the ballot. If he's elected anyway, he'll have to decide whether to serve or decline the position. The top two win 3-year terms on the assembly. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.